This point is all about how I would not just trust my children being dropped off. And you say, well, but the Christian school I know is not like that. But hold on a second. None of these people thought that their school was like that. And these are all different types of schools. They're all, I went to 7 different places. Now, let me explain to you some of the horrors of Christian school. And again, I'm just going to briefly touch the highlights and I'm going to keep it censored. But when I was in 3rd grade, and again, I was a year ahead, so I was only 7 years old. When I was 7 years old in 3rd grade, I had children on the playground telling me about the most violent pornography imaginable that they had watched, that they had seen of their dad's pornography. Describing it to me in graphic detail when I was 7 at Victory Christian School. Okay? Here I am, 7 years old, and thank God I didn't even understand most of the things that were being told to me. Because I was 7 years old, I didn't know all about the birds and the bees. I knew very little, thank God. But I did understand the violence that they were describing and all the other perverted things that were being described to me as a 7. I mean, you think a 7-year-old boy is ready to be? You know what? Guess what? I'm 31. I still ain't ready for that kind of stuff. I mean, it's wicked. It's sin. It's horrible things. And again, not going to go into any details. I would never go into details with anyone what people talked about on that playground. But these kids, and it wasn't all the kids. It was like one kid out of a class of 30. And all the other kids are curious to hear what he has to say. He'd been exposed to some horrific snuff pornography, and he's just on the playground just with kids gathering around him, and he's explaining it to them, everything he's seen, telling every dirty joke he knows. One kid just polluting the minds of an entire class. But I could go on and on, but I want to spend most of the time talking about 7th grade. I just need to get this off my chest tonight, okay? This is like the worst year of my life. I was 12 years old, and this was the most horrific year of my life. I am not exaggerating when I say this. When I was 12 years old and I went to Citadel Christian School, I was literally scared every day that my parents dropped me off. I was literally, as I got out of the car, I was scared getting out of the car, and I dreaded every day that I went to that school. Because of the horrors that were going on there. Now, one of the problems was that the school was 7th through 12th grade. So basically, in my main class that I was in, there were about 20-some, 30 kids, and they were just 7th and 8th graders, but the whole school was 7th through 12th, so we would have PE and Bible classes and other times where we would be basically in the same class with children, quote-unquote, that were 17 or 18 years old. I'm 12. They're 17 or 18. These children, quote unquote, would basically beat up on us because I'm a 7th grader. All of us. I mean, we're being beaten up, tortured, having food and money extorted from us. I mean, you know, the typical, hey, kid, give me your lunch money, you know. But basically, we had money extorted from us every day. Money, we had to pay them off or give them food or whatever or be attacked or fight them or whatever. Try fighting an 18-year-old when you're 12. You say, well, you were just a weenie or a wuss. No, let me tell you something. When you're 12, you're not going to fight off a 17 or 18-year-old from the ghetto. They're going to beat the fire out of you. Okay? And we literally, I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about mild beating up. I'm talking about kicking you in the groin as hard as they can, an 18-year-old when you're 12. I'm talking about ripping the hair out of the back of your neck. I mean, I'm talking about slugging you in the stomach as hard as they could. I'm talking about just them coming up with every way possible to torture you. Okay, this is the kind of stuff that would go on at this Christian school. I remember I would always, you know, my dad always taught me, don't give in to bullies. Don't give them the money. Don't give them the food. Don't give them what they want. They'll just come after you more. So I would always try to fight back and resist, you know, the attack. But honestly, there was a kid in that school. He would pay him every day. He'd give him his food every day. He'd give him a Twinkie or whatever, you know, out of his lunch. He'd give him money every day, and he got beat up the worst. He got tortured the worst. And I'm not using the word tortured lightly. I mean, I'm talking about extreme pain being inflicted on us. And again, I don't even want to go into too much of it because of the fact that it's gruesome. But not only that, the sodomite innuendo that came out of these kids' mouths. I mean, they would talk sodomy all the time. Filth to young kids. I mean, they would basically, and you know, I'm not playing when I say that the sodomites aren't reproducers. They're recruiters. And they would constantly have sodomite innuendo coming out of their mouth. Again, nothing that I would repeat. But basically trying to solicit sodomite acts out of the younger children. I mean, this is in a Christian school in an independent fundamental Baptist church. We used to sit in the Bible class, and we would always get to the Bible class. And you know, most Christian schools are really well supervised. Well, guess this one was really well supervised too. But it's those 5 minutes that aren't supervised. It's those 2 minutes that aren't supervised when everything bad happens. And I remember we would always, every day we had a Bible class, and this Bible class would meet in the library of the school. And it was just a very small room. It was a small library, but had books all lined up on the shelves. And every day we would be in that classroom waiting for the teacher to arrive. It was in the afternoon, and we'd be sitting there, ages 12 through 18, and we're sitting in the library with the door shut, waiting a few minutes for the teacher to arrive. And I mean, the conversation that would go on in that class was the worst possible filth imaginable. Of course, when the door opens and the teacher walks in, it's completely different. But when you sat in that classroom for that 2 to 5 minutes, sometimes it was 15, the teacher's running late, the worst filth. Just one tiny example, and this is the mildest example, okay? There were all the shelves filled with National Geographic magazine. Everybody knows National Geographic magazine, the yellow spine, really easy to identify. It was all lined up, and the kids in the school literally had every issue memorized. They would say, like, March 1983, page 35. They would just know exactly where every nude photo was. I've heard some call it National Pornographic. You know, as long as the people that are nude are black, it's okay, apparently, according to them, you know. Because basically, I remember when I was a young adult, it was a big thing in the news. The first nude white woman in National Pornographic. Because for years, they've shown people of other races nude. They just wouldn't show white people. You know what? God's made all nations of the earth of one blood. Okay, if you're going to show one nude, you know what I mean? It's just as sinful as showing the other nude. But they would sit there and they would call out, April, you know, 1985 on this page. And they had it memorized and they would just basically just look at all the nude pictures and talk about the worst possible smut. And that is the mildest example I could think of because I don't even want to talk about the other stuff that they would talk about in that class. I mean, it was bad, and I'm not, look, I promise you, I'm not exaggerating, not even one bit.